And welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for August 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Well, again, I'd like to remind you about some addresses. Be sure you listen to side one for Phil Wayne's new address and copy that down. We'll probably mention it on the next issue, but effective immediately, that address change takes place. Also, if you'd like to write to us here at the DX Audio Service, use the 706 McKenzie address. And if you're going to be sending air check cassettes and doing some air check trading with me, be sure to use the post office box, which is post office box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802. Also, to those of you that have sent some cassettes and haven't heard back from me right away, well, it's just I've been really busy at the TV station, putting in a new exciter and taking care of a lot of things for our new fall promotion. The station is an NBC affiliate. And let me tell you, a lot of hours have been put in, so I haven't had a lot of personal time. Anyways, I will get back to each and every one of you that sent a cassette and contribute material. Now, let's go right back to the Bowker Boys in Princeton Junction, New Jersey.
Now, let's go on with why we're really here, and that is that last month we really wrapped up our travelogue from the left end of the dial to the right end of the dial. And we got through 1600, but now that leaves us with 1610, 1620, and all that. On 1610, that's our most interesting frequency because there's an assortment of different kinds of stations on 1610. The one that we get here in the Western Hemisphere, I think, at least legitimately, broadcasting station, is called the Atlantic Beacon. We also get some of the Traveler Information Service stations, and there are just hundreds of those, so I haven't started a collection of those. Maybe somebody else could sometime. But when you're at least in the southern half and the southeastern part of the country and tune in to 1610, this is what you hear.
It's now 11 o'clock Atlantic Standard Time. This is the Caribbean Beacon Radio from Anguilla, West Indies. Join us now for Daily Bread.
That was sent in by one of our DXAS subscribers, Tim Hendel in Florida. He's sent in an awful lot of stuff, even when he's not in Florida. But Tim also sent us one of the more unique cassettes that we have in the whole collection. Now, if you listen very carefully, I'm going to play you something that's all in Spanish, but don't let that throw you, because that isn't important. He was tuned in to the Spanish station at 710 in Miami, 710 on the dial. And right in the middle of the day, he was going to get me a station break. In the middle of the day, their carrier suddenly snapped off and went dead. And then it came back on about 5 seconds later. And what you hear as the carrier goes off, you just hear a sort of a little thump. What you hear in the background is a Havana, Cuba station at 710. And as Tim pointed out to me in his accompanying tape, he said, that's how strong the Havana stations are in Miami, co-channel with the Miami stations. It's unbelievable. Listen to this. Isn't that amazing? That was the strength of that station coming right in behind WAQI. Well, now let's see. That was one of those. We have also come up over the period of time with some stations we can't identify. So, as a matter of fact, if you want to call in on that phone number that we gave you a few minutes ago, 609-799-0528, if any of you recognize any of these IDs and can tell me what frequency they're on, let me know that too. But you better be sure before you call me, because we've done quite a bit of research on these and we can't find them. Just listen to these. I'll play them one right after another. If you know any of them, let me know.
From the City of Champions, this is WYJZ Pittsburgh, where you and the music always come up a winner.
WJZA Washington.
WHUZ in Huntington weather, partly cloudy, cool today with a high of only 64, clear and...
Sarasota Gold is WSGX, Sarasota, Bradenton, Venice.
CNN Radio News.
Well, there's five stations you haven't heard on the DX Audio Service travelogue because, frankly, I don't know what cassette tapes to put them on. Some of them are very clear as to the call letters, the city, and all that, but I don't know what frequency they're on. So that's really the question. What frequency are those five stations on? If you know of any of them, let me know. Now, as we have worked our way up the dial and worked our way across the country, a bunch of us traveling, John, you've done a lot of traveling and recording, and oh, everybody has. We've come up with some pretty bad station breaks. We picked on Ron Clark last month. He sent up a real dilly, I thought. But then I have to admit this was my own artful work in Plattsburgh, New York, about a month ago now. I was up there putting together some station breaks and all that, and I came across this one. Listen what happens as they come out of the ABC News.
For Fred Manfred and the ABC Information Network, I'm Tom McDonald.
Welcome to another edition of the Garden Hotline. I'm Ralph Snodsmith, and if you have a...
Okay, if that isn't the worst idea I've ever heard, I don't know. But my wife, who travels around with me, has a favorite idea of all those that I play. And she says, this announcer obviously went to announcing school. He had to be somebody's, what do you think, John, brother-in-law, at least, to get his job up in Maine, or down in Maine, I should say. This is our favorite announcer's voice.
This is WRUM 1000 watts of Good Neighbor Power in Rumford, Maine.
Okay. That's that. Now, indeed, all seriousness included, not aside, as I have traveled around over the last, couple of decades or so, I have come up with one station that I think the jingle is just absolutely outstanding, and I want to share that with you now. This, for me, is the best jingle and part of the best jingle package in the entire country. See if you agree.
What a day for a walk. What a day for a song.
Well, thank you for indulging me that. And that just stands in my book a little ahead of The Living Sound in Cleveland. That was a very smooth ID. And KXIV, you liked WNIEN.
We know
in Nashville, or just outside, WENO. And there have been a bunch. And, the jingle package companies do a nice job, which really brings me to the conclusion of this segment of the DX Audio Service for August. When I think back over all the cassettes I've received, and there have been several hundred jingles and IDs from Mark Strickert out in Chicago, and before that when he lived in the Bay Area around San Francisco. And then Ron Clark has sent in his entire cassette collection of IDs and travelogues and things. And then Tim Hendel, as I mentioned earlier, and oh gee, I don't want to start because so many of the subscribers have sent in jingles that you hear on the travelogue of the DX Audio Service. But there's one cassette I received about a year and a half ago that's different from all the rest, and you've never heard it on the DX Audio Service travelogue, but it's clearly my favorite. It just knocked my socks off when I heard it, so I'm going to share a little of it. It goes on and on and on. In the interest of time, we'll just give you some of it, but this will be enough for you to get the idea. Isn't that terrific? So Steve Bauer, I called you and said, gee, thanks so much. That was a terrific tape. And boy, did I mean it. Right from the bottom of my heart. That's about my favorite cassette in this whole room. And, John, how many cassettes have I got in the room?
See, there, I was counting them during this recording, and there's something over 4,000.
Yeah, I would say at least, yeah. Second only to Fred Vobey's reel-to-reel collection, I would say. Or maybe not, I don't know. Say, there's only 2 weeks left to get or make arrangements to be out in Topeka. If you haven't arranged to get to the National Radio Club annual convention, let's see, the middle of the month is about when they're going to have in your word, if you can possibly get it. And that's going to be Labor Day weekend. There have been some tremendous times. Last year we had such a ball in Milwaukee, and the year before that in Lima. And then there were a couple I didn't get to. There was one up in North Jersey I went to. And Jerry was up there, and Paul Mount, and a whole bunch of guys I met for the first time. So we had a lot of fun, and I hope everything goes well on the Topeka Conference and Convention, too. On that note, Fred, we'll send it back to you. John, I'd just like to say thank you very much for being with us today.
And goodbye.
Okay. Fred, it's all yours.
South Suburban Libraries in my area are carrying Sunday newspapers from various major cities across the country. And through those newspapers, I've been able to gather the radio stations that do carry sports on a Sunday. So, without any further delay, I'll take care of this. My local library in Country Club Hills is the Grand Prairie, and they carry the Phoenix newspaper, the Arizona Republic. And on a typical Sunday, their sports schedule is like this. The Chicago Cubs are carried on 1150 KCKY from Coolidge. The Oakland A's are on 620 KTAR. The San Diego Padres on 1230 KAMJ. The California Angels on 1190 KRDS. And believe it or not, after the Cubs game is over with, the Angels are on a tape delay, which seems kind of silly, but I guess they've got to fill the time somewhat. And the Los Angeles Dodgers are on 550 KOI. The Pacific Coast League Phoenix Firebirds are on later on in the day, also on KTAR. Checking the Washington Post at the Park Forest Library, I located this. The Soccer League, I'm not sure if it's the American or National Soccer League, I'm not that close on it, but the Washington Diplomats are on 630 WMAL, which gets out pretty good, I understand. The Baltimore Orioles have some pretty good coverage over there. The game's on 930 WFMD from Frederick, 1090 WBAL, the hometown station, 1200 WAGE in suburban Virginia, and 1500 WTOP in Washington. Also, believe it or not, there's a minor league baseball on AM. The Salem team in the Carolina League is heard on 820 WQSI, and the Prince William team on two stations, 1310 WDCT and 1480 WPWC. Now, that's pretty interesting there. Chicago Heights Library by me carries the Denver Post, and I managed to get this out of there. The Kansas City Royals can be heard in 1060 KLMO from suburban Longmont. Yes, it's the 3rd of July, and my daughter's having some fun outside. The Chicago Cubs can be heard on 1090 KYBG from suburban Aurora, Colorado, and the AAA American Association Denver Zephyrs on 1280 KXKL. And gleaning through Broadcasting Magazine today, I believe it was the June 19th issue, they have a nice article on formats there. And I see a couple stations are pretty much all sports, like 610 WIP in Philadelphia, and possibly WFAN 660 in New York. The one team that I've been able to pick up erratically has been the Beloit Brewers in the Class A Midwest League, and they're on 1380 WBEL. I picked them up at various parts of the Chicago area while on fishing trips, and I've also heard the Quad Cities Angels in the Midwest League on 1170 KSTT out of Davenport, Iowa. Well, as time goes on, I'm able to check into other out-of-town newspapers in the South Suburban area, different libraries. I'm really anxious to get to it, but due to my work schedule, my wife's work schedule, it's kind of difficult to get out. But I'm going to get around to it because it's sure it's easier to go to those libraries than to go all the way downtown Chicago. Anyway, for now, this is Ken Honestchuk saying hope you enjoy sports on the dial, and I'll be talking to you again soon. Take care, friends.
And if you'd like to write to Ken with some information concerning the Sports Network's column, perhaps a station in your area decides to come on the air with some sportscasts that they never had before, you can just write to him here at the DX Audio Service. Just write Sports Networks right on it in care of the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805, and we'll forward it on to Ken and also put it in DX News Magazine. Now, with part two of his interview with Ron Clark, here's John Bowker.
Well, Fred, once again, I'm with Ron Clark in Walkertown, North Carolina, right outside of Winston-Salem. And Ron has been telling me all about and showing me a lot of the equipment that he has here for picking up satellite signals. And Ron, we're going to wrap up on this visit pretty much so that you and your wife won't have all this stuff of ours of the DX Audio Service to kick around anymore. But the basic question, I think, before we start hearing some of the ideas that you've pulled off the satellite, is how much money are we talking about here? You know, what's it cost?
It's probably out of most everyone's budget, but the wife and I wanted to invest in something real nice and real enjoyable, and so we did.
Okay.
The satellite dish is a 10.5-foot wine garden, which for this part of the United States picks up quite well.
About $700.
The receiver is a Chaparral Sierra 3, full stereo capabilities. The SCPC receiver is from Heil Limited in Marissa, Illinois. It cost $450.
Okay.
It tunes from 950 to 1450 kilohertz, which is a conversion of the satellite band from LNB, which is part of my satellite antenna array that I'm not totally sure what all it does. But this LNB converts the SCP signals from 3.7 to 4.2 gigahertz down to 450 to 1450 megahertz.
That's where you can see.
So that I can hear them.
Yeah, right.
All right, that receiver costs $450, as I said, from Heil Limited in Marissa, Illinois.
Yeah.
The subcarrier receiver that I have, as well as the one in the Chaparral Sierra, which receives a little bit more extended bandwidth and a little bit more extended frequency range, is from United Satellite Systems, and that cost me $200 for the stereo processor and the subcarrier converter, because some of the signals, such as the satellite music network signals, are put where the video signal is. Of course, they're on a transponder where there is no video.
Yeah, I understand.
Now, the satellite receiver, which is the Chaparral, does not receive below the 5 megahertz range of the
transponder. Yeah.
10 megahertz, I guess it is. Yeah, 10 megahertz that they're allowed on a satellite. So I have to get a converter to receive the satellite music network. After all, I don't believe they want us hearing them without some expense
they get
and
you
without
coming,
making it a challenge for us.
They get you coming and going.
So Determination wanted me to receive them, and I found this receiver on a satellite store. It's called the Sky Store, and purchased it. So, John, I hope that you've got an idea, and as well as the rest of the DX Audio Service, and how satellite is used.
Yep. Just what I asked you about.
AM, FM communications.
Absolutely. I tell you what I'd like to do now, Ron, is have you play me some of the stations. Let's click around through and hear what AM or FM stations. It's an AM club, sure. We've been telling you that, but let's not worry about that. What radio stations are up on the satellite? I'd love to know about it. And then we'll wrap up, if you will, if you don't mind, about what your name and address is again, and so people can get in touch with you if they'd like to write you a letter or drop you a card or something, or maybe even phone you. Yeah, we'll talk about that. So go ahead, Ron. Show us what you can get on your satellite receiver.
We'll have details on those stories. We'll update the sports news for you. Braves won last night against the Padres. Tom Glavine on the mound with a good outing. We'll also be telling you more about the weather forecast from Pat Pagano, traffic and business. This is WCNN North Atlanta, NBC News, sponsored in part by Trust Company. Is your bank...
This is all off the satellite, right, Ron?
This is the NBC Radio Network.
Okay.
Good morning, I'm Gary Nunn.
That's a Ted Turner-owned and operated radio station, AM 680.
Mm-hmm. Good. Except it was
this program has been sponsored by the Restoration Services.
This is the center of the dial, WROL 950 Boston.
You know, it's kind of interesting, Ron. WROL doesn't carry the Red Sox or any of the athletic teams. I wonder what the heck they're doing on the satellite. Yeah, I don't know. WPLM in Plymouth, Mass. And WRKO carry the baseball team in Boston. Well, I don't know. Let's go on.
When you see news happening, call our news tip hotline at 528-KTRH. I'm J.P. Pritchard. The News Watch never stops at KTRH Houston. News Radio, 740 a.m. KTRH News Time, 9 o'clock.
Like an instant
news, I'm
trip across the country in an airplane or something.
And I'm Dave Williams with Bob Nathan, Terry Ray Elmer, the rest of the gang. We all return in just 5 minutes for another 55 minutes with you after ABC's report coming up at 8 o'clock. This is KFBK Sacramento Group W, a Westinghouse broadcasting station.
From ABC News, I'm Kate.
Funny you get noise on
morning. You'll know that one, but that's AM 1530, and you'll notice the background noise behind it because I cannot adjust my bandwidth, and that's the reason for the background noise in mine. You'll hear it in some of the other ones here too, but I believe they'll be acceptable for you.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
It's your morning news talk time is 8:53.
News Talk's got it for you. XCTRA, Tijuana, Mexico.
Come. How about that?
1964, the year of the Mustang.
67 years, the news voice of the Carolinas. This is WBT Charlotte.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm Ken Herrera.
KSFO KYA FM San Francisco, news and information. It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Dave Henderson.
I'm Jenny Cryer.
That's wonderful. Stations from
all over. Again, save a dollar off admission to Time of Your Life Expo, Southern California's largest entertainment event for adults 50+.
KFBC Los Angeles.
It's 9 o'clock at KMPC, home of the greatest music of all time. And this is a KMPC News update. Good morning. I'm
so I guess the story here, Ron, is very simple, and that is that if you want to go around and have a satellite dish in your own backyard and swing it to the satellites that are available, you can get all kinds of radio stations. And as you've said, all of the athletic teams seem to be grouped on one satellite, so that it's, you know, you can get your fill of baseball real quick, I should think, on a rainy Saturday afternoon. Just go click, 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 and get all the baseball teams right there at one time. How much do you suppose you've really invested in this whole satellite thing, including the concrete and getting the thing surveyed, perhaps, to make sure you could even see the satellites, and then the steerable dish and the, everything you've got here, Ron?
Totally. I guess the wife and I have invested $4,000 in the complete system, including the SCPC, the subcarrier receiver, the satellite unit, the chaparral, that is, and the dish and all the things that go along with the dish to move it.
Well, it's a
there
big
are
setup. Nice.
Probably 25 satellites up there that I can receive some video and audio on.
Well, that's very good. Very good. Ron, thank you so much, and appreciate your being on the program and letting us come into your facilities here and talking to us for 2 months here in the DX Audio Service.
I hope I explained everything you wanted.
Yeah, you sure did. But that does bring up a point, Ron, if you'd be willing to give your name and address. Great. Okay. It's Mr. Ron Clark, C-L-A-R-K. And what's the street and the rest of the address, Ron?
6005 Christopher Court.
Yeah.
Walkertown, North Carolina, 270-519-753. And, of course, you got my number.
I got your number.
919-595-3411, because you did use it, but you can keep it on file and just in case you want to call and chat once in a while.
Okay, well, I suppose that goes for everybody, too, Ron. Excellent. Fine, and if people, of course, as you pointed out while we were chatting a few minutes ago, lots of stores in the major cities carry satellite receiving equipment, and they could probably describe or in greater detail some of the equipment, but I'm delighted that you said you'd be very willing to spend some time with the DX Audio Service people, and I'm glad you're getting a kick out of the DX Audio Service.
You, Fred, and Jerry, and Phil Wayne, and all the others are really doing a good job, really devoting yourselves.
Yeah, I guess I milked you for that one. Seriously, Ron, thank you so very much for coming on the DX Audio Service.
Once again, thank you, John.
Okay, very good. Fred, back to you in Lima.
Okay, thank you very much there, John, and we'll have to ask Ron one of these days where the wave is up on satellite. You know, we don't have a single station in this part of the country that has the wave format. Closest one is Detroit on FM at 92.3, or 92.1, I guess it is. No, 92.3. I was right the first time. Anyways, have to see if we can hear that. It's kind of interesting. Anyways, we're going to have musings from members, and then right after that, I got some otherness for you, John, and some of the other members. And right now, let's take a look at our musings column. The thoughts from NRC members and DX Audio Service members. The opinions expressed in this column are those of the individual writers and do not necessarily reflect those of the editors, publishers of the National Radio Club Incorporated.
Yes, Fred. This is for Terry Starr. This is Don Wilkerson in Redwood City, California. And on his AM switch column, he had a station listed for Santa Clara, California, coming on the air on 1210. Well, that can't possibly be because there is a station on 1220 in Palo Alto, California, which is probably 10 or 15 miles away, and they also have 5,000 watts. So if there is a correction to come down on this station, I'd like to know what it is. I'm wondering if the station at 1430 possibly would be changing frequencies. That is out of Santa Clara right now. But we're reporting an update on KPUP in Carmel Valley, California. They are officially coming on the air June the 10th. That's Monday. They are testing today, and they will be classic country. So right now they're testing their antenna pattern and everything, and so they just announced that they would be on June 10th. On Monday, so they will have be 10,000 day and 1,000 night. So they'll be coming on officially Monday. I did talk to them, and they are definitely coming on the 10th of June. So, or July, I'm sorry. And so anyway, thanks a lot for the service. I've said it over and over again. We really enjoy it. My wife does too. She never did love radio until she started listening to you guys, and now she loves it all. So thanks again. We'll talk to you later. Bye now.
Hello, this is Bill Roberts, Eureka, California. And as far as how many networks there are in the country are concerned, I'm going to guess and say that maybe there are 11. As far as radio stations broadcasting at a different frequency at night than in the day, I think that's okay as long as there's enough room on the dial yet. And Scott was talking to me a while back about the stations like in rural areas like around here that he thinks, and I agree with him, that they should be allowed to keep their full power at night. Take, for example, KINS. They have 5,000 in the day, 500 at night, and the closest stations on 980 to them, there's one up in Canada somewhere, and then there's one down in Los Angeles. I don't think there's anything closer than that in any direction. And I agree with him that stations in rural areas should be able to serve their full area or as much of it as they can at night. I'm very glad you're going to start counting the frequencies at 540 this time. That's really good. And if the FCC does what they say they're going to do in 2 or 3 years, go up to 1700, I think it is, you'll really have a long travel log next time. I enjoy the magazine, and I would like to reissue another year when my time comes. I'll have to ask somebody to look at the labels pretty soon, because I imagine my time's almost up. But I'm wondering, maybe you should advertise this also. Would it be okay for somebody to pay half of a year's price 1 month and half of a year's price the next month for the full year if they cannot afford to pay the full price at once? The station on 570 KISN in Salt Lake City has not been KLUV for a long time, so your information is old on there, or you just didn't have a chance to get to it before now. I don't know. I'd like to say more, but we're out of time. Bye-bye.
Please take notice that the credit card order line and the National Radio Club headquarters phone number will be closed during the following time periods, from August 18th, 11 p.m. Central, to August 27th, 11 p.m. Central, and from August 31st,
to September 4th at 11 p.m. Central, both dates. The credit card order line will reopen for service between the 27th and the 31st and after September 4th. We will be bringing the credit card machine to the NRC convention, so save your money, leave it at home, and just bring your plastic cards. See you at the convention. This is Mike reporting for the DX Audio Service from the National Radio Club headquarters.
This is for John Bowker. This is Ron Clark from Walkertown calling about these networks you were curious about. There's quite a few of them up there. There's 28 news networks for each state. It can give you more in detail if you call me. You can figure each sports network or each sports team has a network, basketball, football, baseball, etc. You can figure all the radio networks. They are NBC, ABC, CBS, and Mutual. There's UPI and AP. There's CNN Headline News, which is distributed to radio stations, and CNN Radio News, which is distributed to other stations. It's just used on the hour. There's Money Radio. There's the Wall Street Journal Report. There is the Financial Broadcasting Network, the Business Radio Network. There is American Public Radio. There's National Public Radio. There's In Touch Reading Service. There's the Minnesota Radio Reading Service. There's Minnesota Public Radio, West Virginia Public Radio. Various other states have public radio, but they're not up on the satellite. There's the American Radio Network, which is a talk network, which I haven't heard on any radio stations. There is the Sun Radio Network, the USA Radio Network, Moody Broadcasting Network. There is Ambassador Radio Network. Those last three were Christian. There is, got to be some more. I can probably give you more if you call me on the telephone. You have my number there. Let's see. I got National Public Radio. All right, there's the CKO Radio Network in Canada, which is news talk for various independent radio stations. There's the CBC Radio Network, of course. They have AM and FM, various branches of their service. The BBC, of course, Radio Network is up there. There is, I think that's just about basically all that I can get right off the bat, but there's a good many networks out there that's delivered to many, many radio stations. So keep up the good work, Fred, and John, and everybody, and we'll catch you again.
Hi, how you doing? Nick Ceramis from up in Westchester County. Those of you who grew up in the Southern Connecticut area will be interested to know that long-standing radio station and call will be leaving the air soon. WICC in Bridgeport has been sold to an area FM station, WEBE. I don't know if it'll be simulcasting or what, but that's going to happen in about 2 weeks. The station's been on the air as a full-service station for some 60 years now. Definitely an institution in Southern Connecticut will be leaving us very shortly. By the way, this is not WICC in the background. Bye.
This is Randy Jones in St. Augustine, Florida, on July the 13th. Last Friday, about noontime, WAPE at 690 on the dial went off the air. And I noticed that during the last two or three nights after midnight, and especially this afternoon, they've been back on under the new call of WJKF, Juliet Kilo Foxtrot, and they've been testing with open transmitter and various rock music. So I suppose they'll be coming on the air shortly with this new call, unknown on the type of format. Also, there's a new station, at least new to me, at 720 on the dial, WRZN, and the ID is WRZN Inverness, Ocala, Gainesville, and they're playing old rock satellite format, and they come into St. Augustine with a fairly good signal. Well, Fred, and all the editors and staff of the DX Audio Service, you're doing a great job. Until next time, this is Randy Jones for the DX Audio Service.
Hi, this is Joe Sorensen in Minneapolis, Minnesota, reporting that 1370 on the AM dial is now silent. Was KMAP now silent? And on the personal level, back at KMOJ Radio 89.9, FM stereo, doing gospel music 6 days a week. It's good to be broadcasting music on FM stereo on the airwaves. Enjoy the DX audio service, and it's great to get it. So long.
And there's some of the calls we have on the action line for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. A quick reminder that if you have a problem with a subscription, or you're renewing, or perhaps changing your address, you have to drop that information to the National Radio Club headquarters at Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. And if you got something that's on your mind and you'd like to tell the rest of us, give us a call on the action line, area code 419-224-3916.
Well, Fred, last month, our part one report on the Super Loop, I was in Vermont trying to pick up some stations, and what I hope the DX Audio Service subscribers were able to detect from what I turned into you was that the Super Loop is hot. It'll pick stations up that just don't exist. Well, I hope it doesn't quite do that, but almost. That's the way kind of it sounded last month, if you remember, where that station in Rutland, Vermont just suddenly, bingo, as I plugged it into the Sony ICF-2010 receiver. It just suddenly appeared on the scene. This month, let me just give you a couple of other little examples, one which is of the Super Loop and the other is of a different kind of a loop, and I'll show you the difference. But the conclusion is very simple, and that is the Super Loop picks up with great sensitivity. It has an excellent noise figure. It's very selective. You can tune the Super Loop so that when you want to pick up a station at 1290 on the dial, you tune it to the right place on the little calibrated knob, and that amplifies 1290, and it doesn't amplify such as 1270 or 1310 or anything like that. That makes it very useful. Now, this test was done in Princeton, New Jersey, during the middle of July, and this test was on this frequency 1440, which is a station in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, that simply doesn't come in here well at all. The test was run at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, middle of the week. At 1450, we have a relative powerhouse. As a matter of fact, here in the background, I think you can probably hear WCTC in the background. Yeah.
Over there?
Listen.
With another shadow traffic report, Child Magazine presents this one. Well, what do you think?
About what?
Is everyone staying home because it's raining, they're not going down the shore, or what's the story?
Yeah. No.
Now what I've just done is to punch the button for 1440 on a digital receiver. Here, Elvis. That's at full volume on that very hot, sensitive Sony radio. Now we'll plug in the Super Loop.
Love me true, all my dreams fulfilled.
One of the things I hope you heard was that the static didn't overload either the Super Loop. Well, actually, the Super Loop is the thing under test. It didn't blast it.
And I.
That's 1440. If I go down to 1430, we pick up Newark, which is a little more distant from here. But what I've demonstrated here is that with the Super Loop tuned to 1440, I can pick up 1450, which is a powerhouse. I can pick up 1430, which is a powerhouse. And 1440 is right up there playing with the big boys. So that's one of the uses of the Super Loop. As far as nulling is concerned, well, we've all nulled with loop radios. The Super Loop nulls a station right out. We're in the 15,000-watt lobe of WHWH in Princeton. And I won't even play a tape for that of that for you. We're 6 miles from the transmitter. And can I eliminate it completely? Not reliably, no. What happens is, as I put my hand on the Super Loop, I can get rid of WHWH so that I can't even tell what their modulation is. I can't tell if it's a musical event or a sporting event. But as soon as I move my hand, WHWH reappears very, very low, but it's enough to kind of spoil the test for me. So I would say that's one of the things that we ought to make very clear, that there are some effects of having your hand near the Super Loop. So when you're setting it up and adjusting it, make sure all your adjustments are made with your hand away from the loop. What you do is bring it over to adjust it and then pull your hand away and make your adjustments that way with your hand away and make your judgments that way. Second thing is, I darn near goofed. I must admit how stupid I was, but it didn't occur to me. I was using a connecting cable from the Super Loop over to the Sony radio that I picked up at Radio Shack, and of course that's all stereo audio cables these days. You just use a short length, 3 foot length of audio cable. But I plugged a stereo connector into the thing, and that was into the ICF radio, the Sony radio, and I was getting rather disappointing results until it occurred to me, good Lord, I've been shorting out the Super Loop. So make sure that you use a monophonic cable between the MWL900P Super Loop and any radio that you're using. Just make sure the cable is monophonic, not stereo. Now, you may remember about a year and a half ago, I did a report on an item called a select antenna, and I know some of our subscribers went out and bought one. I use one, have been using one now for a couple of years, and they give surprisingly good results. And I thought, gee, it would only be fair to compare this with the MWL900P Super Loop. And I did that in Vermont. Now, here's the main difference. The Super Loop plugs in to the external antenna jack of the radio you're using, and what that does is to cut out any loop antenna that's built into your radio, okay? The select antenna does not short-circuit anything. It is simply a passive loop that you bring up next to your radio, and so, in effect, you have two loop antennas going. And when you try to null a station using two different loops, it gets very tedious, because when you null it with the select antenna, maybe the loop inside the radio is affected a little bit, and so it doesn't null anymore. And it gets very, very tedious and very interactive between the two. So the test I performed was to disconnect the Super Loop and simply use the Sony radio barefoot, and then as I would tune in to the station at 970 in Rutland, I brought the select antenna right up to it and tuned it to 970 to see if we could bring up WHWB in Rutland without bringing up the sideband splatter from WEAV. And what we found was that the volume of WHWB in Rutland, all that many miles away, was about the same as with the Super Loop. But the sideband splatter from WEAV, well, will you listen? The country music is Rutland, the desired station. The music is WHWB. Let me just wrap up this report by saying that the Super Loop takes a little getting used to. Sometimes when you put your hand near it, the whole thing will change. But you get used to that. It took me, 45 minutes to an hour to get really comfortable using the Super Loop. But it's a good addition to the DX Shack, Fred, and I want to thank you personally for loaning me the equipment for these tests.
Okay, John, I'd like to make one clarification on one item there on your report, and that is to be sure that the cable which you are using between the Super Loop and the radio is a good quality cable, not just any old audio cable that you find. Make sure it has a center conductor and a some type of shield, either a braided shield or not the twist, as they call it, type shield. It's best to use a coaxial cable, which one can be purchased when you buy the loop. But if you don't want to buy that cable which comes with the loop, what you should do is make sure that you have a 50-ohm cable, like an RG58 with a RCA pin connector at one end and then the small miniature plug at the other. And that way, the loop and the radio work happily together. Well, John, I just can't let you get away with it. Your 1610 file is not necessarily complete. And one person who will probably agree with me is Chris Cuomo, one of our members of the National Radio Club. Chris collects air checks and IDs from TIS and Talking House stations. And if anyone would like to send him material from around their part of the woods, you can write to Chris Cuomo, C-U-O-M-O, at 670 3rd Avenue in Verona, Pennsylvania. And the zip code is 15147-1349. And Chris collects just about any type of thing that concerns TIS or Talking House, low-power relays, and if possible, some of our Canadian members. If you can get some of those 40-watt low-power stations, that might be interesting too. But John, you forgot one station on 1610.
50 grand of music power, WNRC, the convention station.
1610 AM WNRC with Steve Bauer and one hit after another. This is Janet Jackson.
Well, not only are the convention stations the ones with the nifty sounding jingles, but they're also college stations, college carrier current stations. Carrier current is where you modulate an AM signal on the power lines, and you can hear it all around campus. One such station is WUVT, the University of Virginia Tech. They got some nifty jingles and also kind of a funny name, I guess you'd say.
Ooh, that's our funny name, WUVT.
Ooh, fit.
640.
And of course, there's those stations which entertain our boys overseas.
American Voices Radio.
And does anybody know where this call sign resides?
Beautiful radio.
ECUW Music, good listening.
For all you call letter freaks, that was DZUW. You got that? Okay, well, here's some more.
I love Fed and Banks Radio.
PJD2.
Radio 2HD.
Well, there you go, John. A few jingles, which are kind of interesting. And that wraps it up for this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll see you next month. And, John, here's the last one. Stand up and salute.
Dick Nixon, 72 WNIX, the White House.
See you next month, gang, on the DX Audio Service.